Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
On this week's edition of Healthline, we take a look at autism. Autism is an often misunderstood neurological disorder, and persons with the condition may sometimes experience stigma and discrimination. Autism is also known as autism spectrum disorder, ASD, as the condition can range from mild to severe in affected persons. Autism is one of the most common chronic conditions affecting children, with one in every 68 children born being affected. Autism affects boys more than girls, with one in every 42 boys and one in every 189 girls being diagnosed with the condition. Professor of Child Health Development and Behavior at the University of the West Indies, Dr. Maureen Sams-Vaughan, says children with autism may have impaired communication, where they do not interact well with peers or parents.
It affects children's ability to communicate, it affects their ability to interact with others, and they also have some behaviors that would be considered unusual. The communication means that their speech is either delayed, or in some cases absent, or in some cases unusual. Some children will not understand the usual commands, and also affects nonverbal communication.
Children with autism tend to get upset with changes and enjoy doing things repetitively. About half the children with autism also have intellectual disabilities, but whether the child has an intellectual disability or not, autism poses a problem, especially in regards to communication. Ricardo Sancroft's son is considered mildly autistic on the autism spectrum. Mr. Sancroft describes what happened immediately after his son's diagnosis.
It was kind of like, what are we going to do here? Does this mean that we did something wrong? We went through the whole range of acceptance, denial first, and it will go away, and acceptance, and then after you have accepted, how do we treat or how do we adjust to this? And so it is a whole range of things. It's not easy. And might I also add that it is also expensive.
Mr. Sandcroft says medication alone costs his family $12,000 per month, not including the additional educational requirements for the child's development. Professor Sams-Vaughan says autism is often diagnosed in its earlier stages in young children and is done using mainly the spectrum of the disorder itself and the IQ of the child.
You have absolutely brilliant people who are on the spectrum. A lot of persons on the spectrum end up in the IT industry because they are particularly good at systems and structures, and they can often see things that other people can't. Many of you went to school with persons who are on the spectrum. There are persons on the spectrum all through industry, everywhere. They may not be diagnosed because they may not have the very severe features, but they are contributing tremendously to our society.
Symptoms of autism spectrum disorder, ASD, can vary greatly from person to person, depending on the severity of the condition. Symptoms may even go unrecognized for young children who have mild ASD or less debilitating handicaps. Very early indicators that require expert evaluation may include no babbling or pointing by 12 months old, and no two-word phrases by age 2, no big smiles or other warm, joyful expressions by 6 months. Other symptoms may also include the absence of back and forth sharing of sounds, smiles, or other facial expressions by 9 months. Professor Sams-Vaughan says parents with autistic children need to seek professional advice as early as possible.
Sometimes they are told your child will grow out of it. We prefer for you to come and see us as professionals. Go and see your health provider, your nearest health clinic. If you are concerned, keep seeing someone until your child is properly assessed. The earlier we identify children who have special needs, the better it is for that child's outcome.
Professor of Child Health Development and Behavior at the University of the West Indies, Dr. Maureen Sams-Vaughan. That's it for this week's edition of Healthline. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week for more, and until then, stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.